friend this year should be a schus for Yaakov ben Sarah Esel, Ziva Kogan Karov, Chana Rezel Bas Miriam, Rivka Lalai, the Kali Yalik Bari, Vishalim, Baramach Ivarov, Vishasa Gidav. We're going to be learning that Parashas Tzav, based on a Sicha given by Mori Barabi Shlita. Parashas Tzav, Shabbos HaGadol, Tov Shin Ein Beis. It says in the Parasha, Ubisar Zevach Todas Shlomov, Beyond Karbono Yeochel, Lo Yenech Mimeno Ad Boker. And the meat of his carbon todah, he should eat on the day that it's brought. He's not allowed to leave it over till the next morning. Rashi says, "Lo yinecha minu ad boker, aval ochel hu kol alayla." But he can eat it the whole night. Im kein lamar ad chatzos. So why then did the Chazal say you're only allowed to eat it until midnight, and not until the next morning, like the Torah says? The answer is k'dei laharchik asadam in harchik adam in avera, to distance a person from sin. So the Rashi is mamish the lashon of the Taras Kohanim, aval ochel hu kol alayla im kein lamaru chacham mat chatzos laharchik min ha'avera. So there are a number of kashas on Rashi. First of all, the pasuk says lo yaniach menu ad boker, and Rashi says aval ochel hu kol alayla. So apparently this is superfluous. Everybody understands that if you're not allowed to leave it until the morning, you're allowed to eat it until past the morning. You're allowed to eat it the whole night. Why would you think otherwise? The Isser is lo yaniach menu ad boker, that it shouldn't be around in the morning. The meat, that it's no sir if it's left around in the morning. So obviously you're allowed to eat it the whole night. So what's the chiddush? Not only that, but even if you're going to say that a person could make a mistake, and therefore Rashi wants to make everything clear, no. You're allowed to eat it the whole night. But you see, elsewhere, it says by Korban Pesach, lo sasir menu ad boker. It says lo seitzu ish mi Pesach beso ad boker. It says by Parshas Haman, vayomer Moshe Elohim ish al yosir menu ad boker. In numerous places it says ad boker. And Rashi didn't bother telling us that ad boker means, but the whole night is permitted. Interesting. Why dafka here? Also, we have to understand why Rashi continues and says, so why did Chacham say until Chatzos? Why did Chacham say you're allowed to eat until Chatzos and not until the morning, to distance a person from sin? What does that have to do with the Pasuk? Pshat in the Pasuk is you're not allowed to leave it until morning. So why did Rashi have to add this whole thing of ad chatzos? Very nice, it's true. I'm not saying it isn't true, it's true. But that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. Rashi's job is to explain Pshuto Shel Mikra. This was discussed in the Kutei Sichos and Chelek Chav Zayin. So that's a good question. Another question is the lashon of the pasuk. It says, "Uvesar told the zevach shlamav yom karbono yeochel lo yaniach mimenu ad boker." So it says you shouldn't leave it until the morning. Normally, when the Torah tells you not to leave it until morning, it doesn't use a lashon of yaniach. It uses a lashon of hosara. Los, like by korban pesach yud beizva yud lososiru mimenu ad boker. Parshas Emor by yom hu yeochel lososiru mimenu ad boker ani Hashem. So you see two chalukim. Number one, hosara. Lo sasiru menu ad boker. And in our pasuk, it says, hanocha. Lo yaniach menu ad boker. So why is here the lashon of hanocha? You shouldn't leave it until morning. And there, the lashon of lo sasiru menu ad boker. That's one difference. Another difference is that in the other case places it says Lashon Rabim, Lo Sasiru, Lashon Rabim, and here it says Lo Yaniach, Lashon Yachid. Something else to be ma'ayin is the Lashon of Rashi and Brachas. Rashi is explaining the Mishnah that everything that can be eaten for one day, it's a mitzvah to eat it until Amud HaShachar. So why do Chum say Til Chatzos? K'dei L'Harchik Asadam in Avera. So Rashi says, everything eaten for one day, Rashi says, what's eaten for one day? Chatas, Ashim, Kipsi, Atzeres, Menachos, Fesoda. Mitzvasan, what is Mitzvasan? Zman Achilasan. Achiyale, Amar HaShachar. Vumevian, Lios, Nosar. Dechsiv, Besoda, Lo Yinich, Menu, Aboker. Vekulam, Mitoda, Yil, Amedu. Rashi says a big chiddush here. Rashi says that all of the Isser Nosars are learned from carbon toda. You're not allowed to be mosir any carbon, but the Isser to leave over the carbon, to not eat the carbon in the proper time, is all learned from toda. So here the Achronim want to understand the din of Nosar was only said by toda? Is that true? No. It was said by Pesach. So why do you have to learn from Toda? Once it was said by Pesach as well. So you don't have to learn Dafka from Toda. So the Prima Gadim talks about this in the Rosh Yosef. There's a sefer called Zivchei Ephraim, Zivachim Samach Gimel. He talks about this. So why does Rashi say V'kula mitoda yilamedu? Even though we already learned it from Pesach as well. So the secret to answering all of these kashas is in one word, and the word is yaniach. Lo yaniach mimenu ad boker. As we said, in the other context it says lo sosir mimenu ad boker. Here it says lashon lo yaniach. Yaniach is lashon hanocha, lashon menucha. Sheshes yamim masa Hashem b'shemayim b'saaretz. Uviyom haseyom es kol sherbam vayonach bayom hashvi. Lashon menucha. Rashi says vayinofash ketarmuko tegargumo vinoch noch m'lashem menucha. Resting. What's this idea of resting? Why does it say here lashon of resting? So there's a very interesting kli yakar perek zayin pasuk yud aleph v'zos torah zevach hashlamim asher yakriv lashem. So he says that only by shlamim it says a lashon of Lashem. Why? Because shlamim you don't bring when you sinned, and therefore shlamim is closer to Hashem than all the other karbanos. And that's why also it says hamakriv et zevach shlam of Lashem. Yavi es karbano Lashem, yadav tivienu es ishe Hashem. So, it says again and again, Lashem, Lashem, and not only that. Why says the Kli Yakar, ki be'elach hafatz dinum Hashem? This is what God wants, because this isn't a sinner's karban shlamim. And by other karbanos, it doesn't say that the Bailam should bring it with his own hands. But by the Shlamim, it says that he brings it. Hamakriv es zevach shlamo Hashem, yavi es karbano Hashem, yadav tivienu es ishesh. So it talks about him doing it himself. Why? Because if the king is angry at you and he wants to atone, so he sends the gift with a shliach, like Yaakov sent a mincha to Esav. But if you're bringing a king a gift, derech daron v'kavod, so then you bring it on your own with your own hands, and al yedei shaliach. And therefore the other karbanos, it doesn't say directly you're doing it, because you have an achatas, an asham, it's a cheta an maisim, an ola, it's cheta hirer. So they're going to remove God's anger, so it doesn't say you're doing it directly, but the karban shlamim, it says it's you're doing it directly with your hands, because you have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the basic idea of the Kli Yakar. You can look there for the everything that he says. So if by Karban Shlamim it's very special, because this is just a nice gift, but the Karban Tod is the greatest. Tod is, you didn't have to bring it. He was Zocha to Nisim Gluyim. Says in brachas that certain people are supposed to bring todas, but this is not something you have to bring because you sinned. So this man is standing in the Beis HaMikdash and he feels great about himself. He's coming and he had nisim happen. He's bringing his carbon, he's feeling so close to Hashem. And then everywhere he looks around him, He sees this guy's bringing his chatas al chil Shabbos b'shogeg, and this guy's bringing his asham shifcha charufa, and this guy's bringing his chatas adam, and he's bringing his asham gzelos, and he's bringing his asham meila, and he's bringing his ola on bad hir hurim, and everybody's doing has all they're filled with sins, and this person's a mamish gevaldik. He's bringing his toda. Thank you so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's wonderful. So he might have a machshava, miyidmeli umiyishveli. He might have a machshava that he's so great, he's more wonderful than everybody else, and that's very dangerous. If a person is Baal Gaiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be near him. And that's the idea of hanocha lo yaniach. Yaniach is milashin menucha. That you shouldn't have menucha. That even though a person feels good that he was saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it shouldn't bring him to gaiva. You always have to be careful and wary and vigilant. So this menucha is dangerous. So therefore it says lo yaniach mimenu ad boker. It says lashon yachid. Yachid is talking about the yechidei skula, the special people who had nisim happen to them and they're bringing their carbon toda. So he shouldn't come to a place of menucha, that he feels that he can rest now, he doesn't have to worry about anything, he's fine, he's the man. And in another context it says sosiru, which is lashon rabim, he's talking to many people. So he's going to look around and he's going to see other people who are not on his madrega, what he thinks is his madrega, and it's going to bring him to gaiva, and he's liable to leave over the carbon. He's liable to come to Noser. That's why it says here Lashon Yachid, because he's a Yachid Skula, he's a very unique person. And it says Menucha, he's Yaniach, he's feeling Menucha, and he'll leave it over. He'll leave it over because he's not worried, he's the man. And he's most liable to the danger that he's going to come to do Noser. Mar says, Talmid Chamein La Menucha, Lo Bolam Hazeb, Lo Bolam Haba. You're not supposed to have rest. There's no menucha here that you're the person that thinks that he's the man. Al tamin ba'atzvach adi yomoscha, Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We know it's Mishamish Kohen Gadol Shmonim Shana. He was in such a high madrega. It says that any Kohen Gadol who had a bad machshava, b'dibur kal, even one time that year, he had a bad machshava, a bad speech, he would die. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol made it for 80 years, and then he ended up going off the derech. That's what happens when a person has too much menucha. And that's why v'kula mitoda yilamedu. That's why Rashi says that they're all learned from toda. What do they all learn from toda? That by toda, kol enecholim yolnecha mitzvas anachi yala menor ha-shachar. Rashi says at the beginning of Brachos. So the explanation is that this din that the Chum were metaken and they said that mitzvahs and shi'alim are shachar, but that's in the Torah. In the Torah you're allowed to eat until mitzvahs shachar, but the Chum say until chatzos. So that's learned from Toda. Toda is the binyan of. That a person's now let it come to menucha. So they said by all the karbanos, they said you better eat it until chatzos. But the paradigm is toda, because toda is a person who feels menucha, he feels he made it, he's the man. And therefore everything is learned from toda. And some achronim ask, how are chazal metaken that you're only allowed to eat kachim until chatzos? Now people are gonna eat less kachim. We want people to eat kachim. So the answer is because we need gedarim. We need serious gedarim now, because people are liable to have menucha and feel good about themselves too much and then end up leaving it over. And that's why Rashi added, "Lam ramu chatzos kedei laharchik adam and aveira." We said that's not pshuto shal mikra. The answer is that Rashi was bothered. What are the chalukim? That here it says yaniach, lashon yachid. There it says sosiru, lashon rabim, different lashonos, yachid rabim. So therefore Rashi brought this chazal that you're only allowed to eat it until chatzos. In other words, you have to make a darim. Because if a person doesn't make a darim, he's going to feel too much menucha. And therefore, it says by the karban toda, it says lo yaniach lashon yachid, he's a yachid skula. He's going to have menucha. So Rashi says, oh, you're going to have menucha. That's why chachamim say ad chatzos, kedei laharchak adam in haveira. This explains pshuto shel mikra. It explains the lashon of lo yaniach. Person needs to be extra, take extra steps to be careful. This Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. So every Shabbos HaGadol, Kemat Mori Rabbi Shlita finds a new parish for godless. Well, why it's called Shabbos HaGadol? What's the idea of being a Gadol? So we know that they took the Pesach and on this day, and the Mitzrim didn't touch the Jews, even though they were taking their gods. And therefore this is called Shabbos HaGadol, because of the great miracle that happened. And some ask, the Taz brings, so if it happened on the 10th, that's when they took their karbanos, so then why is it only on Shabbos? Why is it Shabbos HaGadol? We should just make a special day on the 10th. The answer is that on the 10th, the Yardin also split. So people are going to think that it's because of the Yardin, so therefore they call it Shabbos HaGadol. They didn't come up from the Yardin on Shabbos. Some Mimelu people are going to know that it's about the taking of the Korban Pesach. So what's this idea of Gadol? What's the idea of godless? So the Gemara says in Sota, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that if you start something, you don't finish it, and someone else finishes it, it's like he did the whole thing. And Rebbe Lazar said, Af maridin oso migdulasa. If a person starts and doesn't finish, he's taken down from his position of power. Yehuda went down. So you see from Rebbe Lazar in the Gemara that if you start something you don't finish it, maridin also migadlusa. That godless is starting something and finishing it. And if a person starts and he doesn't finish it, he's not a gadol. A lot of times people start projects, they start mesechtas, they start all these different things people start and they don't finish. So godless is to start and finish. Sof ma'isa b'machshav etchila. It says about the Kohen Gadol that he's Gadol me'echav. The Gemara says in Yuma b'chachma, b'chachma zezu b'chachma roas hanolad, that he sees now at the beginning, he sees the end, he sees what's going to happen, what's going to be generated. That's the idea of godless. A katan is a famous chadush harim who wants to find a heter to be motzi al yidei katan b'shabbos. So he says that a katan, when he's in halacha, a katan's machshava is that he doesn't think till the end. And therefore, when a katan takes an object, the halacha is when a gadol takes an object and he's not planning to take it outside, and then he changes his mind and takes it outside, he's not chayiv, because when he picked it up, he wasn't planning to take it outside. He was only planning to take it from within the Rishus HaYachid. But a katan, that's the hagdar of a katan, that his machshava is never to... He never has a machshava. His machshava is not considered a machshava to see things through until the end. And therefore, when he actually takes it outside, that's not considered that his machshava was to take it outside Mishar Rishona. Because that's look in the tshuva, the Chiddush HaRim in Aruch Chaim and Sim Gimel, a very famous tshuva. So that's what we're saying about a gadol. A gadol is somebody who thinks about the end. He thinks about the results. And that's Shabbos HaGadol. That they already take on the 10th and they think how they're going to finish it, and they're going to bring the carbon on the 14th. You start and then you think about the beginning, and you start at the beginning and you think about how you're going to carry it through till the end. And that's why it's Dafka Shabbos, because Shabbos is Minei Misbarach and Kol Shisa Yomen. It's all rooted in Shabbos from beginning to end. So we should all be zochem Yitz Hashem to be b'chinas gedolim, to see things through until the end, and like we learned in the Parshas Tzav, lo yanich mimenu ad boker, not to have too much menucha, not to feel chas v'shalom gaiva, to be modest, to be humble. And in that tzchus, we should be zochem yet Hashem to see neflos. Kimei tzitzcha meretz mitzvah, we're running neflos. Amen, amen. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends.